poll, Democrat Party in freefall as majority view it unfavorably. By Hannah Knudsen on April 1, 2025. The Democrat Party is in a state of freefall as a majority view it unfavorably. A recent weekly survey from The Economist/YouGov revealed. The survey asked respondents if they have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of both the Democrat Party and Republican Party. Overall, a majority of respondents, 55%, have an unfavorable view of the Democrat Party. Of those, 36% view it as very unfavorable. Just 36% have a favorable view. Predictably, liberals and Democrats alike have a favorable view of the party, but half of moderates have an unfavorable view. 56% of independents also have an unfavorable view of the party, while just 24% have a favorable view. In comparison, less than half, 48%, of respondents view the Republican Party unfavorably, compared to 44% who have a favorable view. However, a plurality of independents, 48%, also view the GOP unfavorably. The survey was taken March 22 to 25, 2025, among 1,600 respondents. It has a +3.4% margin of error. This coincides with the results of a CNN poll conducted by SSRS, which found the Democrat Party's favorability rating sinking to historic lows, as Breitbart News reported. A CNN poll conducted by SSRS found with many in the Democratic Party publicly say their MEAC leaders should do more to challenge President Donald Trump. Democrats and Democratic-aligned independents say, 57% to 42%, that Democrats should mainly work to stop the Republican agenda, rather than working with the GOP majority to get some Democratic ideas into legislation. CNN reports that weak, dithering leaders and poor political judgment combine to disillusion former backers of the party, which has seen it slide into irrelevance. While Democrats have failed to rally behind a single leader in the aftermath of their 2024 loss to President Donald Trump and MAGA, one controversial Democrat, Representative Jasmine Crockett, DTX, has made headlines, seemingly clawing her way to the top of her broken party with a series of cringeworthy social media videos and loose-lipped remarks, urging Democrats to punch to win and calling Texas Governor Greg Abbott, R. Governor Hot Wheels.